Chapter 1. I felt like I'd gone days without water when I opened my eyes up. A soft, soothing light was in my eyes, but I still felt weary.
Where am I? Ben?
The smell of sweet ginger filled my nostrils, and someone placed a cold, damp cloth on my head.
Shh. Rest, dragon.
The warm face of Sasha greeted me, with a smile, as she reached over and touched my face.
Pesak, he awakens again.
Again? I didn't remember waking the last time.
It's not time yet, Sasha,
Bezog said. A faint image of him in his red wizard tunic caught my eye. Her perfect lips started singing. The gentle, mystic words of an ancient lullaby churned in my ears.
No, don't do that.
The soft lights turned dark again.
Wake him up!
Slowly, I opened my eyes. The thirst I remembered now gone. Then I saw Brenmar, as angry as I ever saw him before.
What are you yelling for?
I said, shielding my eyes, squinting. He whirled on me, so angry I could see the red behind his beard.
What am I yelling for?
A large figure stepped between us. It was one of those roaming rangers.
Shum?
Get out of my way, elf,
Brenmar growled.
Brenmar,
Bezog intervened.
Now is not the time.
Oh, it's time, all right.
Brenmar shoved past Chum, stuck his stubby finger in my face, and said,
Why did you leave me, Nath Dragon?
His voice cracked.
Why did you do that?
I didn't know what to say. I was feeling great, but I had the feeling I shouldn't be.
Why is everyone looking at me like that? Where's Ben? Is he all right? And how did I get here?
Brenmar stood frowning and tapping his foot. Shum unmoving. Bezog muttering and Sasha twitching her nose.
What?
I said. Bezog took a seat beside me and said,
I'll catch you up. Ben led you back here on the horses after you fainted.
Ah, good. I knew Ben had it in him. I guess my wounds were much worse than I thought. So, where is he?
He's with the Legionnaires on a mission.
Huh? A mission? He couldn't be on a mission already, could he? Don't they have to go through training? Brenmar stormed forward.
Fool! He could have been on 20 missions already. He's been gone for weeks. You've been asleep for weeks. I've been looking for you. My men have been looking for you. And we might never have found you if we hadn't come across that temple. And we might not have ever known you were there if we hadn't found this.
He held out a black dragon scale.
And this led us here.
I grabbed the scale with my left hand and pinched it in my fingers. My black dragon fingers. I jumped off the couch.
Sultans of Sulphur! I have 2 dragon arms.
You can say that again,
Brenmar shot back.
You foolish dragon.
I touched my toes, my shins, my thighs, chest, and face.
Am I?
Just the arms, dragon,
Sasha said.
You'll be all right.
No, he won't. He'd have been all right if he'd done as he was told. Dragon, what have you done?
Brenmar exclaimed.
I saved dragons,
I yelled back.
And if I'd waited on you, they'd probably be dead.
I gazed at my scales, my hands, my claws. A thrill went through me. I felt unstoppable. But there was something else. The white spot of scales was on both palms in the middle. Brenmar poked me in the chest, saying,
I was at the temple. I saw what you did. And your new friend, Ben, confirmed it. You killed again. Now look at you.
You started it, I said, pointing at Brenoir.
You did this, not I, dragon. You ran off on your own like a fool. And now you have twice the problem.
Don't call me a fool again, Brenoir, I said, glowering down on him. I was ready to rip his beard off. He rose up on his toes and said,
What are you going to do? Breathe on me, fool?
I took a deep breath. He laughed at me. Sasha's vibrant form stepped between us.
Please, everyone, stop yelling. You aren't children, you're men,
Sasha said, gentle hands pushing me into the sofa. Calmness fell over me.
We have to work together on this,
she said, eyeing all of us.
It's that important. Besok, tell him.
I slumped into the sofa, feeling incredibly angry and guilty. But I let Sasha's charm calm me.
Yes, Besok, Ben mentioned there was something you wanted to tell me. What is it?
I said, noticing my beard.
Really?
Besok gave me a funny look. I shook my head, which was beginning to ache, saying,
Go on, then. Dragon, I can't say that I or anyone in the world, for that matter, can understand your unique constitution. Well, excluding your father, of course.
My head started aching. What would my father think?
I don't think things are as bad as they look. However, I would venture that it was inevitable that you would start turning into a dragon eventually. And your scales, well, they aren't a true reflection of your nature. Nat, we all know that you are good, as good a man as we all know, but there is a darkness in all of us. No one person is perfect or without blemish. Most just hide it better on the outside. That is why it is difficult to tell the good people from the evil sometimes.
This isn't helping, Besok, I said, holding my head in my hands, irritated.
Our deeds are what defines us. Our actions are words, not our garments nor our looks. What is inside a man, in his heart, his dragon heart, is what counts. Keep doing what you are doing.
But I want to get rid of it. Sort of.
And what if you can't? Will you stop being good altogether, then? Will you join the clerics of Barnabas?
No.
So stop whining, then,
Besok said.
I'm not whining.
You are whining,
Brenoir added, folding his arms across his chest.
Like a baby orc.
Fine, I'm whining. But I'm sure all of you would do the same if you had these.
I lifted my arms.
I'm not going to be wooing the ladies like I used to, that's for sure. But I imagine I could be used in a carnival to frighten children.
I like them, Sasha said, rubbing my scales, smiling.
I think they are marvelous.
Her sweet words made me feel better. They really did. I guess I was just going to have to get used to it. But I really needed to fix it.
Besok, my father says there are many things in this world that can heal. Perhaps you can help me find some of those things. Maybe I just need a different thunderstone or something.
Besok walked over to his large table, opened his tome, thumbed through the pages, and threw his hands out. When he twitched his fingers, an image of a mystic amulet formed and hung in the air, gold and silver, with a bright green gemstone in the middle.
The Ocular of Ore. The legend says that it can bring health, peace, and prosperity. Its powers have been known to cure lycanthropes and liches, and to restore the undead. Perhaps it can help. So where is it?
Besok flicked his fingers. The amulet broke into several pieces.
It was stolen from the elves in Elom a century after the last dragon war, never to be seen again. According to the lore, the thieves broke it up into many pieces and spread them all over Nalzambor, for the ocular cannot be destroyed.
So who stole it? Who can go into Elom and steal anything? It's a fortress.
We'd have to ask the elves that,
he said, closing the book.
So, I'm supposed to search the entire world for this ocular? I'd rather just save the dragons. I looked at Shum.
And what are you doing here?
I have an interest in the power of the ocular as well. Remember my king? He needs the healing too.
I see. And what about the dragons? I'm not going to abandon them for this quest. Brenmar shoved my sword and scabbard in my chest.
We won't.
Bezog and Sasha donned their traveling cloaks.
Where are you going?
With you,
Sasha said, tying the neck with the magic of her fingers.
I've been needing to stretch my legs. Bezog has kept me cooped up in here too long.
It seemed everybody was ready for a trip but me as I shook my head and rose to my feet.
So now I need supervision wherever I go?
And then some,
Brenmar huffed.
Let's go.
Fine,
I said, buckling my sword around my waist as Sasha draped my quiver over my shoulder and handed me Akron. I was ready for anything, but before I closed my eyes, I said one last thing.
But I'm going to save whoever and whatever I want to. Agreed?
Everyone shook their heads except Brenmar. Who laughed?
Well, let it never be said I didn't consort with highly unreasonable people.
As soon as I closed my eyes, the adventure began.